The ongoing Atlanta bribery scandal will send at least one person to jail. Adam Smith is a former Atlanta chief procurement officer, and he'll spend more than 2 years behind bars after his sentencing. Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Scott Truby has been following the scandal and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's hear actually from Adam Smith first. Here he is. He oversaw city purchasing and contracts. He held that job up until last year. And here he is in a 2012 interview with Fox 5, and he was defending his work in the office.
I'm not doing anything over here that's corrupt. When you say corrupt, that's a dagger going through my character.
Okay, so it's been 5 years. What exactly was Adam Smith convicted of?
Sure, he admitted to taking at least $44,000 in bribes. They were cash payments that happened at least 40 times, so about $1,000 increments, and it occurred from 2015 to early 2017.
Now, is he taking a fall, or are we expecting more people to end up in jail?
That's the intriguing part of his guilty plea and sentencing. He made recordings of his dealings with one or more yet unnamed individuals.
Contractors, most likely?
Well, we believe at least in one instance it was a contractor, yes. And what we don't know is if he taped other individuals. The feds have said that more will come forward in the months ahead. And so I think that has a lot of people on pins and needles right now.
So this is Atlanta's U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack, and he says that Smith's conviction is actually sending a strong message.
I hope that the new administration takes a look at the history of what has happened in City Hall and make adjustments and make changes for the better.
After Smith's sentencing, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms released a statement that says in part, quote, since her inauguration, Mayor Bottoms has worked closely with her transition team to begin the process to overhaul the city's procurement processes and restore public confidence in the city's contracting practices. Does that sound like she's blaming the actual system, or is she blaming individuals?
During the campaign for mayor, she talked about there being a few bad apples. Later in the campaign, she sort of evolved her messaging to say that there would be a complete overhaul of the procurement process. What's interesting about all of that is that Adam Smith was actually involved in the, authoring of the way those things were, the way purchasing was done in the city of Atlanta when he took his job in 2003. So Mayor Bottoms has said that there will be an overhaul in that process. Things will be put online for transparency. Tax returns will be put online of people who are, deal with contracting. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think what she's now talking about is a more broader overhaul of the entire process.
Which kind of implies that maybe she thinks there's not enough oversight, that there's an opening for people to take advantage of the system?
Well, clearly there was an opening. You have a procurement director who's now going to be going to prison, two contractors who have pleaded guilty to paying bribes.
Okay, so this investigation has been going on for quite some time.
Yes.
And at this point, it's like we still know less than there's more that we don't know
right.
than we do.
Right. And there are different strands. It started a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, when a contractor by the name of E.R. Mitchell admitted to paying a conspiracy to pay more than $1 million of bribes to win city contracts. A second contractor, a guy by the name of Charles P. Richards, pleaded guilty about a month later. In that time, you had a former city official or former city employee, a guy by the name of Shanderrick Barnes, who admitted to intimidating Mitchell after he learned that Mitchell was cooperating with federal investigators. That was the incident in which a brick and some dead rats were left on Mr. Mitchell's property. And then now you have the procurement director who is going to prison.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Scott Truby, and we're talking about this ongoing Atlanta bribery scandal, and it really is ongoing.
Yes.
Because you say this started a year ago with one of the contractors pleading guilty, but the investigation started quite some time
right.
even before that.
So we know that the investigation at the very at least what we know thus far is the investigation has been ongoing since at least July 2015. That's when Elvin E.R. Mitchell was confronted by the feds with evidence that he had paid bribes.
All right, so let's take a listen to a former mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed. He's addressing this issue of releasing city documents to the public.
This whole matter has been upsetting to me, but the notion that we were trying to keep something from the public was particularly upsetting to me. So as soon as we could, we did.
What is at the heart of this argument over the release of city documents?
Well, maybe if we could look at this. So when the investigation broke, every news organization in town, including us at the AJC, filed open records requests wanting to know what the feds had asked for. We're entitled to that under state law. There is no there's nothing that says that because an investigation is ongoing, we couldn't have the documents. And for a while, the city dragged its feet, and then it dumped close to 2 million pages of documents in the old City Hall chambers that we had to look through.
Like, they weren't even digital, as I remember.
They were not.
Actually going through pages.
Yes, and most of the, and a good portion of them were unreadable. Many of them made no sense why they were released. We had school lunch menus and crime reports and paving schedules. So there was a lot of really confusing information in there. And then there were a lot of unreadable spreadsheets that had been printed instead of provided us, you know, electronically. In that time, the city's released another 2.5 million, maybe 3 million pages digitally that we are still sifting through. In fact, right before New Year's Eve, the last working day of the year, Friday, at like 8 o'clock at night, they dumped another 2 million pages on the online repository, which means that they are still responding to the Fed's requests for documents, or at least that's our belief.
In other words, you think that they are updating this as the Feds continue to ask for documents?
Right. So I think they have a rolling production schedule. So they, you know, the Feds have asked across a number of subpoenas for records related to the contractors and related to Adam Smith. And the city is still producing documents, which suggests that the feds still have things to look through. And then you have on top of that Adam Smith's recordings, whomever he recorded. I don't know that there's you can definitively say there's any end in sight to this investigation.
And that also suggests maybe the feds were asking for school lunch menus.
No, I don't think so. I just think that there were maybe key words. You know, in their subpoenas they asked for things related to Mitchell and Richards, and perhaps the city took the broadest possible definition of that, and if something had the word Mitchell in it, like Mitchell Street or things along those lines, that they just handed it over.
So what is it now that is your number one question that you would love to get answered? I mean, what are you looking into at the moment?
I'd love to know whom else whom else he recorded. I mean, we have an idea. You know, we know that after Mr. Smith pleaded guilty, it said that there were tape recordings that he made. But we know that he took money from a contractor. We believe that there are recordings of a contractor. Whom else he might have recorded, we don't know.
The other question, of course, is how high up this bribery scandal goes. Obviously, there were a number of questions to the mayor's office as to whether it got to his office, at least one of his own staff, or the mayor himself. He is not mayor anymore, but here is Kasim Reed responding to those kind of questions. He's at a press conference here talking about allegations that he was involved.
I have never taken a bribe. And if you think that I would throw my life away for some short-term gratification, you don't know me well, and you don't know the plans that I have for my own life.
But what do we know about how much further this goes beyond Adam Smith? Anything?
As I said earlier, I think that's why people are on pins and needles. We don't know. I mean, we don't know who he recorded. We don't know if it was all contractors that he might have, you know, interacted with. We don't know if there are city officials in any of these tapes. And I must say that certainly as the tape showed, Kasim Reed has vehemently denied any involvement in any of this.
Yeah.
And federal investigations do tend to go up and out, not necessarily down. But they probably could go down. And by down, I mean into the city organization.
Right.
But they also could go wider. They could go into other contractors. They could go into other parts of the city apparatus. We just don't know yet.
So I was talking to someone who said they haven't paid any attention to the bribery scandal because they assume that happens in state and local governments. And you're rolling your eyes at that. But I think there is, and we have seen some polls lately that show the trust in government is at pretty much record lows.
Yeah. And I roll my eyes not because I was skeptical of what the person said, but just because that is the state of play. I mean, I think a lot of people are, you know, doubtful of our civic institutions and government institutions. I mean, we've seen graft. We saw what happened in Gwinnett County and DeKalb County in recent years with, you know, government officials and elected officials pleading guilty to, you know, various abuses of the public trust. Unfortunately, that's a reality. And I think the public is concerned. I mean, maybe they don't look at every specific instance, but I think there is a fear that there is government for sale.
But that takes us back to the comment by U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack, who seems to be saying we will take this as far as it goes. In other words, he seems to be putting people on notice that
Yes.
Yeah, and you think that's true?
I believe so. I don't believe you have a U.S. attorney come out and say that, you know, in one interview he said there may be things that the public will see. I don't think you have a U.S. attorney come out and say, you know, we are interested in receiving more, you know, evidence from the public. We want people to come forward if they don't believe there's more out there to be found.
And maybe beyond the confines of Atlanta.
Perhaps.
Scott Truby has been following this now for over a year, at this point, and will continue to do so. For the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter, Scott Truby, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.